Planning Commission meeting is now called to order. It is 5:30. If we can do introductions, starting down at my far left.
Jim Swenson, South Kitsap.
Spencer Stegman, North Kitsap.
Richard Shattuck, Central Kitsap.
Tom Nevins, North Kitsap.
Joe Phillips, Central.
Care Ann Gonzalez Harless, South Kitsap.
And Gina Buskirk, Central Kitsap. I will have Mr. Murphy will be joining us later. Let's see if Mr. Baglio appears. The first thing on the agenda is the adoption of the agenda. If everybody had a chance to review the agenda, do I have a motion to adopt tonight's agenda?
Move to adopt.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Everybody in favor of adopting the agenda? There we go. It appears to be unanimous. Agenda is adopted. And then there were minutes that were sent to us for review. These are the minutes from the December 19th, 2017 meeting. Well, hello, Mr. Baglio. Did everybody have an opportunity to peruse those minutes? Do I have a motion to adopt or to approve the minutes as presented?
Sure, I'll move to adopt the December 19th minutes.
Okay, we have a motion by Spencer. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Yeah, by Jim, a second. All in favor of adopting the minutes as presented? All right. Everyone except me, I was not present. I'm going to abstain. The motion carries. I am going to now hand the meeting back over to the very capable hands of Mr. Baglio. But I'm just cruising through these, so okay. I don't know if you can keep up.
Well, I apologize for being late. So I assume that was item C, approval of minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like we're on item B, finding the facts.
Thank you. Here. So the department has drafted findings of facts for the Planning Commission's consideration this evening. The draft findings relate to the proposed code update, which you reviewed at your last meeting, which was December 19, 2017, regarding maximum lot sizes in urban growth areas. The proposed findings outline the code update process, which began in October of 2017. The department is recommending approval of the findings of fact as presented in Attachment A of your meeting materials, and we would be happy to answer any questions the Planning Commission may have regarding the proposed findings of fact. All right, then I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, with that, is there a motion?
Yes, I'll move that the Planning Commission approve the finding of facts.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was quick and easy. Looks like we're on to item number E, election of 2018 officers. So I guess procedurally we need chair, vice chair, and that's it, correct? Or do we...
Jim Bolger, Department of Community Development. I think the clerk sent out a request for nominations at some point last year, probably, or more recently. And so I think we received a couple of nominations via reply, but this is also an opportunity to open it up for additional nominations for the posts as well.
Okay. Well, sure. So just, you know, it looks like we did have two nominations for chair. It looks like they're received from Commissioner Nevins. One is Gina Buskirk. Are you Gina? It's been a while. Okay. I'm just kidding. And then, yes, okay. And then we have Spencer Stegman. So are there any other nominations?
I would like to nominate Robert. I feel like I'd like to nominate Robert Baglio again this year. I think we can do that more than one year. It shouldn't go on in perpetuity, but it's just like, you know, you kind of get your hands dirty and you get the hang of it.
Yeah, but you did it too good of an opening.
Every time, Nevin, you get me. Every time I come to this first meeting of the year.
Okay, well, I guess, and so with three folks, I guess we'll just go ahead and do it, and we need to have a quorum, which is how many voting for? We need to have five? Is that correct?
I don't think we have to follow that rule on selecting a chair. I think it's simple majority.
Okay.
Well, I'll make it a little bit simpler. I'm flattered for the recommendation and nomination, but still learning the process of this, and I still want to give myself a little bit more time before I take a leadership position here. But so I'd like to remove my nomination.
Okay.
And Aaron wanted to let you know he should be here in a minute.
I did see that. Right. Well, let's get this over before he gets here.
Yeah. Guess who's going to be vice?
Well, any other whatever discussions, comments?
I might have a comment. I also think that Rob has done a good job this year, and my general feeling on chair for persons is, as I've done this for a long time now, is that it's a good idea for the development of individuals to have a different chair each year. But you know, I know we had an experience just recently. We had a two-year guy. And I'm thinking back at the deep, deep past where there was an instance where there was a very capable chair that held the position for like 5 or 6 years. I wasn't here at the time. My general feeling is that it is best to rotate the chair, but that's up to the group to decide that.
Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and get on with it? So we'll just go in the order. All those in favor of Gina Busker, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. All those in favor of myself? 1, 2. I'm going to abstain. Okay. Gina's the chair for next year. So we need to go ahead and get a vice chair, correct?
Correct.
All right. Any nominations?
Yes, I will nominate Spencer for the vice chair position.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate Robert. Vice chair.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay. All those in favor of Spencer, raise your hand. 2. Robert. 4. And I'll abstain again. Okay. Were there 5? Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're counting.
We didn't want to tell Aaron that he got it.
What's that?
That's what happened.
I think we need to tell Aaron he got it.
Yeah, we probably should let him know. All right, we'll hand him the gavel when he comes in. Oh, here it is. Aaron?
Congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Well, I guess any items that you would like to fill us in on? I mean, we are doing a comp plan amendment. That is correct, or at least we're accepting applications for that.
Yes.
Coming up?
A couple of things, actually, a number of things that I want to talk about for the good of the order. One is that there was a request a couple of meetings ago that the commission would like, for the record, Jim Bolger, Department of Community Development. There was a request a few meetings ago for more information on the Department Advisory Group, often called the DAG. And so Louisa is our director of the department, will be coming in and talking to the Planning Commission at your next regular meeting. There is a meeting that's tentatively scheduled for February 6th, but we don't have any substantive content for that meeting right now, so I anticipate that that meeting will be canceled. We're currently surveying not only our department but others for possible agenda items. But it looks like there will be more information available on February 20th. We will actually be doing a briefing on the comp plan amendment. At that point, we are currently accepting applications. The board on December 27th passed a resolution that established the initial docket for the comp plan amendment. So this is really the scope that the board will be considering for their final docket in March. And so that opened up an application period on January 9th through February 6th, where site-specific applications are being entertained by the department, pulling together the materials for the board's consideration later in March. I don't know if we've received any applications thus far, but the applications, we are requiring that people come in and do a staff consultation beforehand. So we're in the process of doing that. You'll get more information at your February 20th meeting on the following steps. This is, as most of you are aware, this is an annual process. So this will run out for actually legislative action, probably November, December timeframe for this body before it goes to the board. We also want to bring forward a couple of more informational things. One of them, I think, is something that had been done in the past. I don't know how many of you were on the commission when this happened. I know you were, Commissioner Nevins. But we would bring in the prosecutor's office, who generally would do an update on kind of case law, legislative action that affects the Growth Management Act. And so Lisa Nickel from the prosecutor's office is preparing a presentation that will bring you up to speed on recent hearing or hearings board decisions and case law that affects kind of your review of materials going forward. So we anticipate that'll take probably a half hour to an hour. She's pulling that together right now. We also want to give you an update on the code development process. We've talked to you over this past year about this long list of code processes. You just adopt the finding of facts for the first kind of beta test of moving these things through in batches. Our long range group, our planning and environmental programs group, is actually going to be rolling out a methodology for on an annual basis. We'll be convening a stakeholder group. We'll help us prioritize and sequence those code revisions that we'll be bringing forward to the Planning Commission and the board in any given year. And so it's still going to be fairly preliminary, so we hope at the next meeting we'll be able to bring that out to you and actually solicit comments on that process, as you'll be seeing the end outputs from that work. So we think it's important to get your input on that. Also, we're very sensitive, and we've been having a lot of internal discussions about how your commitment to the Planning Commission is using your time. We understand that these meetings are not the highest and best use of your time when we come together for a findings of fact is really the only business that you have before you. So we're looking at ways that we can simplify that. So we're not necessarily bringing you back in here really to take action on something which is not really terribly controversial, and we may find other ways to be able to deal with that. Director Garbo will be coming in and talking about those approaches as well. Oh, and then a couple of business items for the Planning Commission that the department will be staffing. One of those is a year-end report that typically the Planning Commission prepares or staff prepares on behalf of the Planning Commission to the Board of County Commissioners that kind of delineates or articulates the work that has gone on in the Planning Commission over the past year. We're still kind of familiarizing ourselves because most of us are fairly new to that report in terms of the content. But we'll be working on drafting a report for your consideration that'll go to the board this first quarter of 2018. Delivery or transmittal of that memo usually is then the impetus for calling together the entire Planning Commission to meet with the Board of County Commissioners. So that's also something that we'll be dealing with over the next month for the most part. And I'm trying to see if there's anything else here on my plate to bring you up to speed on. And I think that's it. A couple of upcoming items that you will be looking at in the coming weeks. One of those includes new code that's being developed related to wireless communications facilities. These are antenna-based and small cell communications facilities. This has been in the works for some time. There's some state legislation that's been proposed a number of times. A lot of counties right now and local jurisdictions are working on their own code around these provisions. So these are not only the towers for which we already have code drafted to deal with, but these are the kind of the smaller repeaters that can go into urban areas or other areas to kind of boost the signal. That's kind of my understanding at this point. So how do we build those into some of the design considerations so that we have those in place? We're a little concerned about groups coming in investing. Prosecutor's office has been working some time on this, and so now we're in a process of them transitioning that over to DCD to run through the more formal code development process. So we hope to see that either late February in kind of a work study or more likely in early March that we'll be seeing that. And then one item that I learned of today is that the policy group up in the commissioner's office is looking at some possible revisions to the recently adopted transitory housing code provisions. And so I do not know what the scope of that. It was just described as being some revisions that were suggested by the board that we may be bringing before you in the coming months as well. Happy to answer any questions.
Yes.
Two quick questions. One is, as I understand, the comp plan amendments were doing mineral overlay, forest resource, and urban infill.
Those are the site specifics that the department is currently accepting.
Okay, and so is it both ways? So if I've got forest resource property now, I want to take it and make it rural residential, that's something that is fair game, or is it just the other way, taking it out of residential?
Well, that's why we want to have the pre-app coming in. We probably wouldn't be recommending that islands of rural residential and forest protection lands be established, but certainly that's something that somebody could submit for. We're not outright prohibiting that. And really the site specifics that were not, that the board chose not to open up at this point is anything that's really related to UGA boundaries or those kinds of things.
And final question, people looking at rural or urban infill, what's the application fee this year for a site specific?
I don't know what that is off the top of my head. I believe that's on our fee schedule on the website, but if it's like around 1,200, but it's on emails that went out noticing that.
Jim?
Is there any update you can give us on the with regard to the appeals of the comp plan?
I don't. You know, the ones that are still pending were actually from the hearings board. I should back up for a second. We're still in negotiation on a settlement agreement with the city of Port Orchard. A lot of that was over some of the concurrence and impact fees related to traffic. So I haven't been really very instrumental. Most of that has been working through Public Works and the Board of County Commissioners. So that's still, I think there's a settlement hearing coming up later in February for that one, but we anticipate probably being able to reach some agreement on that. I think we have two or three that we prevailed within the hearing examiner. Those are in Superior Court, and I don't know exactly what the schedule is for those, but I don't think any of them have anything really imminent right now, nor have any of them, to my knowledge, had their first hearings yet before the Superior Court.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you. Obviously, whatever, been a good year. Actually, hasn't been too tough as far as items that got anybody too excited, so. And thank you, staff. So, yeah, look forward to next year sitting there, I guess. All right. Meeting adjourned.